This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Ho ho! My little victory is that we had a great time in the Grafton Holiday Parade on Saturday morning. Thank you for welcoming us with open arms, Grafton.
It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, it's definitely the holiday season. So we don't get up there much, so it was great to get up there, you know?
Seeing so many people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Lori, saw Miko, a bunch of listeners.
A bunch of listeners. Yeah, it was very nice. So I love it. And now we're only how many weeks until Christmas break? What's today's date?
I was just days now in my brain.
December 8th.
It's days away.
Today's the 8th. We got a couple, 2 weeks and counting. 2 weeks and counting, everybody.
Yeah. The official countdown if you ain't doing no advent calendars.
Let's go. What's your little victory?
Little victory is I met a listener this weekend.
Who?
Random dog at Target.
Where? Oh, I love Target.
Dude, and we were getting in the car. I had forgotten to buckle Sammy, so I had to re-pull over to get him in the car, in the actual car seat correctly, because he was like, I'm not buckled.
You're driving down the road like, oh, God.
No, we were still in the Target parking. Like, we were still in the state. He's like, I'm not buckled. And we're like, oops.
That's so funny and relatable.
As I'm, you know, actually fastening them up, close the door. Somebody's like, is that DC? I'm like, hey, hi, what's up? How are you?
Hi.
Who are you? She's like, I think your name was Tiffany. She was like, I'm Tiffany. My son is Carter. He's the one that always calls about the adult topics.
I know who you are.
We know who you are.
Well, we know who you are. And I always go, Carter, you're too young.
You're too young, my boy.
You can't be on for this one.
Carter wasn't in the car, but I met mom at Target randomly. Randomly.
Aww. That's awesome.
Yeah, so little victories. You know, love when people say hi when we out and about, like the Grafton Parade.
Totally.
Like randomly at Target.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it is a new week on Allie and DZ, and we've got new tickets. We're sending you to see Louis Tomlinson at Summerfest. All you One Directioners, it's go time
it
this
really
week. It's either keep them for yourself or give them to somebody you love for the holidays. Whatever.
Got a lot of feeling there's going to be a keep them for yourself wave
Probably. But it's a new week and a new show. So coming up next, the question of the day.
Okay.
We're going to talk about our weekends. I don't know about you, but my weekend involved a documentary on Netflix, and I am losing my mind.
Did it now?
Oh, it did. Did it. I'll talk about it next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
When I say, do not talk to me until you go back and watch the Diddy documentary on Netflix and then come back and talk to me, please God. It is consumed 4 hours of my weekend.
Did it?
And it was insane.
Dude,
50 Cent produced this documentary,
right,
and he is coming for Diddy in it. And it is crazy.
Yeah, he threw bread behind it too.
He got footage that nobody, I don't know, he somehow got hidden footage that nobody had. It's amazing, you guys. It's amazing.
Oh, Diddy had plenty of cameras everywhere recording everything.
This documentary is gonna just
It's gonna change things.
We're going to discuss at some point, but I cannot, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
When I say your jaw is gonna be on the ground about the things Diddy did to people like Biggie and Tupac, it's all there, man.
And it's always been rumored.
50 Cent got it, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you one snippet.
What's up?
That doesn't ruin the documentary.
What's up? I mean,
because
ruined.
Diddy basically had Biggie pay for his own funeral. Diddy was out dancing while he then charged Biggie for his funeral.
Really?
So Diddy's dancing on stage. I'll be missing you.
Right, right. The iconic scene,
I'll
all
build
that.
The Notorious B.I.G.'s estate.
No kidding.
See, you don't want to. You are going to die when you see the stuff Diddy has done to people in his life, how he is still even at the top.
I saw that Biggie's estate denied that he did that.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm curious about all of this, man, because there's, and you know me, I haven't watched it yet, and I told you what I wanted to see. I wanted to see what everybody's reactions were going to be, because then you'd see estates, then you'd see people's management, then you see people's families also come out and respond, and I'm like, there's too much that's been hidden for too long.
Go watch it.
Too many rumors.
I'm telling you.
We knew that people had already been saying, oh, he had something to do with Biggie. Oh, he has something to do with Pac.
I never thought he had something to do with his own friend's death.
No,
I never thought that.
It's been
this
rumored.
Documentary has got me messed up. Go watch the Diddy documentary on Netflix, and then we will reconvene later this week. I'm telling you guys.
Okay.
Because I want to discuss.
Say
but
less.
I want everybody to go watch it. So that was a big part of my weekend. The Diddy documentary, by far, beat out Stranger Things on Netflix, of course.
It bumped it to number two.
That's
how crazy. Diddy documentary is number one right now. It's insane.
And props to 50 Cent for doing that, because he
came out and said, me and my legal team are ready for whatever Diddy trying to do, trying to fight, trying to whatever. We're keeping this up there.
It's hysterical.
And
so,
Netflix just bought Warner Brothers too, so it's like they.
But
the behind the scenes on this is insane.
Trust me, and take some time to watch the Diddy documentary. But you're not going to want to stop, so you're going to need lots of time for it.
Going to need extra
time.
That
being said, the other great thing about the weekend was the Grafton Holiday Parade.
Yeah.
Oh, I had such a good time with you. It's seeing everyone in Grafton.
Shout out to our driver. He was such a gentleman.
Yeah. David.
What a nice guy.
We probably scared him.
No, I don't think he's seen some things in his life, but he was unshaken by us. That was not the worst thing he's had in his backseat.
It was nice we had a driver for the parade.
It was clutch. Everybody was there. Everybody said hello, bro. The love was in the energy. I mean, chef's kiss. Très bien.
Absolutely. So it was a great weekend. Anything else you want to share before we get to the phones and find out what everybody else did? 414-533-1037. Now, I saw how busy the roads were this weekend, but then I would look at the stores and they didn't seem overly busy. So what? I thought people were shopping, but I don't know what they were doing.
The stores that we did hit up were packed this weekend.
They were.
Yeah, when we hit up Target, because we did a couple things. So this weekend we ended up driving to Illinois because my cousin Geraldine was having a baby shower. She's having her first baby girl, and we went, celebrated, you know, saw some family, people we haven't seen in probably 15 years.
Yeah.
Right? It was really nice. So after the Grafton Parade, we went down to Illinois, and then on Sunday,
What?
We watched the Bears versus the Packers.
Oh, yeah. I know. Whatever. I wasn't going to bring that
whatever,
up.
Whatever.
I wasn't
going
to bring that up. But since
whatever.
You want to, go, Pack, go.
Whatever.
Go, Pack, go. Mm-hmm. Go. Since you wanted to bring
Yay.
That up.
Hey, hey. I mean, hey, it was going to get brought up, so might as well rip the Band-Aid off myself, bro. This game, man, it's fine. I slept through half of it anyway. I was exhausted from the last 2 weeks of life, bro.
I hope so. Sherry in Caledonia texted in, said Mason had a basketball tournament in Sheboygan this weekend, and Friday we went to the Bucks game, and she said the kids got second place in their championship. Congrats.
Ooh, y'all had
go
a busy
Mason.
One.
Mm-hmm, and team, mm-hmm. Fantastic. What'd you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037. Oh, I see the phones are ringing. You know what? We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So we're talking about our weekends, and not only did I watch the entire 4-hour Diddy documentary on Netflix, change my life, and you should watch it too, trust me.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that 50 Cent produced and somehow got all this hidden footage. It's phenomenal. We also had the Grafton Parade.
It was a busy weekend.
Yeah, it was a busy parade, and you had a baby shower, among other things. Let's go to the phones and find out what everybody did. I want to start with Lori in Cedarburg, because we saw her at the parade.
Oh, snap. Oh, we did see Lori at the parade, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Lori.
Morning.
Morning.
Lori, it was so cute.
It's funny.
There we
you
were.
You miss me with my big mouth.
Well, they put us in an SUV like we were the Secret Service. I felt very important. And as we're waving to people, I hear DZ go, "It's Lori!"
Because
he was on the left side. I was on the right side. When you're in a car in a parade, you only see one side.
Yep. Unless you're sitting there breaking your neck every 2 seconds.
So I was like, Lori, thank you for coming to visit us and giving us the goodies.
Yeah, thank you for the gifts. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no worries. Well, that was one of my highlights of the weekend.
Okay. What else did you do besides see us in the Grafton Holiday Parade? What else?
So Sunday morning, we were heading out to West Bend, out on a country road, and we assisted somebody that got stuck in the ditch.
Oh,
you
good Samaritans.
You saved a life, Lori.
Yep. Snaps and claps.
Girl, you're always doing that. You're always helping people out. See?
Seriously.
How did they get stuck in the ditch? They just slid
Spun
off.
Out.
Yeah, it was, I'm not sure about down by you guys, but like us, it was like snow covered, a little icy because it had been warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like she had slid into the ditch. And we're out in the country, like in farm area, and they're like big ditches. And she was there by herself. And so we stayed until at least the officer showed
Aww.
Up to help get her towed.
Cool. Okay,
so
cool.
Nice of you.
Very.
Well, Lori, thanks for helping out in the community. You're the best. And thanks for coming to visit us and say hi.
Well, you know I always come and visit.
You better.
You
okay?
better. Right, you better.
We'll find you.
Bye,
okay,
Lori.
Bye.
Much love.
Bye. Let's see. Sarah in Colgate, she texted in and said, girls hockey tournament at Appleton.
Hey.
The 10UB Elmbrook Eagles took second place. Okay.
Shout out to 10UB squad.
And Ava turned 7 on her golden birthday, her daughter. Happy birthday.
Makes sense with the 10U part.
Okay, well, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas. Where has she been?
Where has she been? Oh, maybe working.
We
Who knows?
Haven't talked to her in a minute.
In a minute.
I mean, it's like 4 days and I get worried. I'm like, where have you been?
That's a minute. It's a minute. Too long of a
where
minute.
Where have you been?
Where you been? What you doing? Report.
I'm in Minnesota working like 9 a.m. to
blah,
5 p.m.
Blah,
for
blah,
your
blah, blah. Blah, blah,
That's right.
Blah.
We did know that, though.
We did know that.
You
anyway,
was gone.
What'd
okay.
you do this weekend, Lisa?
Well, I actually was also my full-time job, and I worked my part-time job most of the weekend.
Ooh.
What's your part-time job? Still being a private investigator?
No, it's a fun job. I deal cards for private parties.
You're a dealer?
You're a dealer. I knew it, Lisa.
She's a dealer.
She's a dealer. I knew it, DZ.
Yeah.
I'm turning you in.
Y'all hiring?
For being fun.
Actually, you know what? We are hiring people like crazy. Vegas on wheels is getting big. Just
oh, my
goodness.
That's good for you. No,
you know
good
what?
For you. I'm bad at counting cards, though.
I bet you make a lot of tips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got $80 in 3 hours on Saturday night, 40 in 3 hours on Friday.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
That's not bad.
All right.
Oh, well, good for you hitting that part-time,
well,
making that extra bag.
We already knew she was a PI, and now we know she's also
a dealer. PI dealer.
All right. Lisa, thanks for calling.
Have a great weekend. Bye,
you
guys.
Too.
Bye. It's only Monday.
Man Wendy in Lake Geneva texted in. You can text 414-533-1037. She said they were in the Lake Geneva Christmas parade and gingerbread houses at Grand Geneva. That's what they did.
The gingerbread houses at Grand Geneva? Is that a thing?
I guess so.
Okay,
that's
kind of
cool. And then, what else? Stephanie from Jackson. What did she say they did this weekend? She said, we spent time with my in-laws, went to the Festival of Trees at the Humane Society, and ended up winning a tree from their giveaways. They do that every, it's a new thing they do at the Wisconsin Humane Society now. It's very cool.
I didn't know.
It's the Festival of Trees. They do it every year. So
well,
anyway, that's cool.
Winning a tree. That is cool,
very
man.
Very nice.
Heck yeah.
Let's go to Sean in West Bend.
Ooh, the man with the babies.
He called 5 days in a row, got his own theme song. Nothing like having twins at 40. Hey,
boy,
Sean.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Yes, sir. One howdy for each baby.
What'd you do yes, this sir. Weekend?
We had the combined birthday.
That's right.
The babies had their Duh. Birthday.
And so did this
and
man.
Me.
Yeah,
and
this
how drunk.
Birthday. Don't nobody
how
care
drunk
about you.
Did you get at your kid's birthday?
Be real.
I did not because I had to make food and clean up.
Oh, boo. I mean, yay.
Yay.
Yay for cleaning up and
yay.
Food.
I did make some really good food, though, so I'm happy with that.
What'd you get down in the kitchen
toast
with?
Toast bake, and I made a strawberry shortcake trifle.
Hold
Ooh,
on.
Poppy, I didn't know you was whipping.
Slow down. My sister made some French toast bake on Thanksgiving when we were all, you know, FaceTiming saying happy Thanksgiving. What how did you make it? I was all into it. I was like, what'd you make? Tell me how. What,
yeah, there was lots of heavy whipping cream, so
Got
that's
it.
Probably why it tastes so good. But milk, eggs, what is it? Not the challah bread, but
scratch.
The
your sourdough.
Yeah, so pretty much the whole. No, it's another soft brioche.
That's brioche.
Brioche.
Pro move with the brioche.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was
nice.
A hit.
Ooh, I bet it was.
Bet.
Can't go wrong with French toast. And you're right, heavy whipping cream does make everything better because with keto stuff, I put it in everything.
It's
so
yummy.
Good.
Yeah, I think out of the two things I made, I used like, I don't know, three cartons of heavy whipping cream.
Well, call us if you have a heart attack later. Thanks for calling, Sean.
Have a good one.
You too. Later. He said heavy. He used the heaviest.
Listen, we all say that like we didn't eat a pound of bacon last time we got a chance. Please.
Okay, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me stop.
All right, last but not least, we got to hit up. He has his own theme song now. He is in Wabaca. He calls with his mom. He's 8. Ah, Waylon and Chaya in Wabaca. You know what his theme song? He wanted Lava Chicken.
He's Lava Chicken, yeah, as hell. Ooh, Mama Sita, now you're ringing the bell. Chris,
Waylon.
Juicy, now you're having
a you hear it, buddy?
Lava Chicken! Just for you,
just for you,
Waylon.
Papa.
Just for you, my guy. You got your own theme song now. Hey, Waylon, what'd you do this weekend?
I actually, finally forced my parents to get me the Grinch meal.
Oh,
you got the Grinch meal,
it.
Yeah!
And how was it? I saw what it's got nuggets and a burger in it. Is that right?
Yeah, you can get a 10-piece nugget. I got a 10-piece nugget.
Ooh, 10-piece.
Oh, you pick between the two. That's how the Grinch meal works or what? Because I've never gotten one.
Me
Fill
neither.
Me in, yeah.
Yeah, so I got that, and then there's this bag, and you put your fries in there, and then there's Grinch salt that tastes like dill pickle.
You it shake it up? Ooh.
So
wait,
good.
There's Grinch salt that tastes like dill? I didn't
Is
know
it green?
I didn't know there was dill pickle salt as part. I thought the Grinch meal
there's
just had a cool box.
There's green in it.
There's green
in it.
Look at McDonald's
okay.
with the Grinch Happy Meal.
I might have to go slide.
And then I got socks.
I did see that there were socks
there's,
in the meal.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
the toy?
Yeah.
Fun. That's fun. It's the additive.
So the socks are the toy, the Grinch socks. Very nice.
It's
is it
prize.
Is it more expensive or it's the same price, Mom? Chaya.
It's more expensive.
Nah, just
it's
wondering.
It's like the adult Happy Meal.
Okay, got it. They have been dropping those recently.
My kids eat adult Happy Meals anyway. They eat
adult
meals.
Sizes,
so
yeah.
That's fine. Interesting. Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and one more question. Where was the elf this
morning?
Oh,
yeah. Scribbles.
Where was Scribbles?
Okay. So after the day when he clogged the toilet, he was still in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And I think I might have touched him that day.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You know that's a no-no.
Oh, no.
He's still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did he do?
In the bathroom?
He's right.
Shower.
He's in the shower. He said, I was soaping, you found me.
Him to find him in the shower.
I did it backwards. I already found him before any of the letters.
Ooh,
you did? Whoa.
Waylon,
you're a genius,
you're too
kid.
Smart for the elf, let me tell
you. You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so we were at the Grafton Holiday Parade on Saturday, and DZ came up to me, and he's like, oh, you have no idea what just happened to me.
Dude.
You're never going to believe this.
I was in so much distress on Saturday. Like, I just hoped that I was able to hold a smile long enough.
You did. Bruh. You were fine. You seemed happy.
Thank you. Good, because I was distraught, distressed, and quite frankly, panicked all weekend. Mm-hmm. A little bit still. Honestly, a little unsettled because of what happened. Now, I don't want to freak anybody out. Everybody's okay. I'm probably
the
most
story
traumatized.
You didn't freak me out. I think it's more personal. You lived through it.
I'm the most traumatized individual throughout of this because I happen to be the one that stumbled across this. So right before I'm getting ready to leave for the Grafton Parade on Saturday, right? We had just put Danny down for a nap.
Yep.
My wife was in the kitchen doing crafts or whatever she was doing with Sammy, our 4-year-old.
Yep.
Our youngest was in the room. I hear him crying. Now we know nap time is a fight for a lot of parents. So we're like, he's crying or whatever. I'm finishing getting ready. I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta get on the road. But this cry is weird, and I'm ignoring it at first. I'm like, he's crying. He doesn't want to be in the room. He knows we're awake. Bet. Then I'm going, no, that cry is a little distressed. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And I try to go, he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. Inner voice goes, go check on your baby. Go check on your baby. You don't have time, but go check on your baby.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into their room, open the door, and nobody's in the room. But Danny's in there crying, right? And I'm like, all right, where are you? You wrapped in a blanket in your bed?
Yeah.
Let's get you untangled. He's not on his bed, and I'm going, where are you? Are you in your closet? No, not in his closet. This little boy had somehow gotten himself coffined into his own dresser. And what I mean by that is he crawled into the dresser that's in their room, and it's somehow shut. It's a soft closed dresser.
Okay.
When the dresser's shut, he does not have the ability to get out because he's just big enough to fit in it,
not big
enough to move in it.
So wait a second. Let me see this. How many drawers?
It's a 3-dresser drawers. The top 2 dressers are tiny. They're for diapers, socks, underwear, whatever. The next 2 are maybe 7 inches deep.
Okay.
The bottom 2. He had gotten himself locked in the middle dresser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm panicked when I don't see him and he's distressfully crying that, like, I need a parent cry. I'm going, did he get himself under the mattress?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Whip the dresser open. He is red in the face. I mean, like, beet red. Mm-hmm. He's hot. I could feel the heat from inside of the dresser drawer.
He had been in the drawer for a while.
He had been in there for a couple minutes, dog, and I can't begin to fathom how it could have gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any parent.
But it didn't.
Thankfully.
So you're doing this with, I know, a trauma.
The
you're
panic.
Traumatized, and
so let me take it back.
Brain,
let me slow down.
You're going to a place it didn't go to.
Let me slow down.
It didn't go there. So chill out. Yeah, we're okay.
I whip the dresser open. I see that he's in there, very much so distressed. Yeah. Like, he's panicked. He's red.
He's stuck in a drawer.
His lips are all funky. So I slam the dresser open. I'm like, what the? Bruh, I lose it. I lose my cool as a parent. And I felt so bad because I now instilled some other fear in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm yelling. My wife's like, what happened? She runs in. I've got him out of the dresser. And she's like, what happened? I'm like, this little boy, he is testing us, and I don't have the time to deal with this.
Yeah.
I was yelling, and I ran up out the house.
Mm-hmm.
Later, I came home, and I looked at my wife. I said, I'm sorry for my reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that wasn't cool. She said, listen, Papi, I understand, but
well,
we got to figure out.
Yeah, you were scared, yeah.
But we're still kind of stuck because he didn't learn his lesson. He's still playing with this dang drawer. And now we're going, all right, the dresser's getting up out the room. Forget it, but we don't got nowhere to put their clothes besides the dresser.
Uh-huh.
The closet doesn't fit at all. It is what it is. We need that dresser. We need help. We need advice, and I need to just...
Oosah. Yeah, you do. Because everything's okay.
Our baby's okay. Our family's okay.
You're
but the,
okay.
The fact that I took time to just go, he's fine, when he wasn't. We've got cameras in the room. What would have stopped? The camera wouldn't have stopped us from making him not get in the dresser drawer, right? At any point in time, he could do this in the middle of the night.
He could get locked in, I would think, needs to go, right?
That's almost everything. That anything can be dangerous to a kid at this point.
Well, my kids have dressers that they can't get locked in. You know what I mean?
Like, kind of dressers you got?
They're old and wooden, dude. And quite frankly, I can't. They have so much crap shoved into their dresser. I'm shocked. Dan, my kids wouldn't fit in their drawers because they crumple up the t-shirts that I nicely folded for them when they decide they don't want to wear them, which is another topic for another day.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
The dresser's full. They empty it.
That's what I was going to say.
And
they
then
put all
he
the clothes
crawls
on the
in
floor.
It.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So when he got in it, he got into an empty dresser. faster because he's more than able to open it and pull everything out of it.
Yeah. Did your wife have a solution?
No. Our solution is to give it to y'all and hopefully you guys can help. Because here's it. What are we going to do? Change the dresser for what? The next year?
Maybe.
Right?
Well, yeah.
It hasn't been a problem until just now. Mm-hmm. When did this become an issue? Sammy, our oldest four-year-old, he never, ever, 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 ever did this.
He's past this.
He's past
anyway.
This, too.
And so, now Danny's curious and playing around, and he got stuck in the drawer, which gave you a panic attack and traumatizing. Yeah,
quite.
Dude, I remember when Owen fell off the changing table. He was 6 months old. I was standing right next to him, and I'm still traumatized. Like, I cried and cried and cried, and I was like, I don't even know how that just happened. Like, I was standing here the whole time.
I had a panic moment, and then I panicked the entire time on the way to the parade, and I was like, you got to hold your face. I had to hold my face the entire weekend, and now I'm going, it's Monday, and I'm still not able to hold my face because what I really want to do is go burn that dresser.
That's
leave their clothes on the ground.
Okay.
They're going to throw it on the ground anyway. Just leave the clothes on the ground.
You're being a little too dramatic. Like, you don't need to go to the place where you're burning a dresser. And
why not?
Slow down, DZ. Your trauma is taking you to an irrational place, and we're going to get you out of that next.
I had already irrationally thought that he could do this. So when I found my son actually doing this.
Stop putting those ideas in the universe. Let's start there.
Can't stop my brain. Sorry.
Stop manifesting crazy stuff happening.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, 414-533-1037. The phones are going crazy. How does he get his two-year-old to stop locking himself in his drawers again? All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So DZ is traumatized because he found his two-year-old locked in a dresser drawer in his bedroom during nap time. And now you're freaking out about the dresser. And I get it, dude.
He wouldn't have gotten himself out, you know? He was face down in it, too. So it's like... I'm just glad that we were home. Mm-hmm. Well, not that we wouldn't have been when they're home, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that inner voice went, no. Go check on your baby, right? Because I was going to leave, and my wife was going to be home with the two boys, and she's hands full. She mm-hmm. had our four-year-old in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and we know that baby be crying. Let me stop talking so much because I'm panicked.
Yeah,
still.
You're
Let
going just, in a circle here. That's not helping. Can we just go to the phones and get help
please.
Already? Julia's in Franklin. Julia!
Good morning.
Good morning. You got to talk
morning.
This guy off the ledge.
Please.
We need his
help. I am ready. I am ready. First note to mention on the song you played, Ironic as Heck.
Anxiety, so no, I agree.
It had to go.
It's a good long four minutes of stress for you. You're welcome. Yep. Okay, so anyway.
So I feel like maybe I might be a little simple in my thinking, but is it as simple as just putting child locks on the dresser drawers?
All six of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you feel like that's too much to do all six of them?
No, I'm just saying, like, we put a lock on all six of them, and then,
we can take them off.
Yeah. What kind of lock? Though we like the side locks, like I don't even know what kind of locks would stop him. He's little He-Man Hulk. He's ripping off all the door locks that we got anyway. The dresser drawer locks that we have, we've used on doors too because they work for doors. They work for dressers.
Well, somebody said, what about trying a lock on that drawer when it isn't being needed, like nap time? Maggie in Milwaukee texted that in.
He just rips it off. He can He-Man rip it off.
You're gonna have to get rid of that dresser, dude.
Burn it,
I guess.
Or you just put it in a different room.
That's what I was gonna say. Why don't you just move it to a different room, or switch it with whatever you guys have. Switch the dressers or something.
Our dressers, it'd be the same danger.
Or you could get one of the other things I was thinking about is, you know, those like cube shelves. They're like it's a 4x4 kind of thing. And instead of it's a dresser, that way you still have storage for all the boys' stuff. And it's like the fabric little like,
it's like
boxes
shelves
that go
instead
inside
of
the cube.
Drawers. Yeah.
We got that in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
We got that in the toy room.
Flip them.
We got that in their toy room right now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Well, this is good. Julia, thank you. This is good. We got two more people to get to, your advice. Thank you, girlfriend.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
Thanks.
Bye. Go to Megan and Campbell's board on 6, and then we're going to go to somebody who actually works with kids and can help us for real.
Okay, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
How are you guys?
Well, DZ's stressed because his son locked himself in a drawer this weekend.
Yeah, anxiety for real.
What's your advice?
So I have the same advice, just like the safety locks that you use for cupboards, because my now almost 5-year-old, she used to do this, and not to give you more anxiety, DZ, but she would open all the drawers, and then the cabinet would fall over.
Oh, yep. Because it wasn't anchored, got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But safety, like you use in the cabinets, but...
you put them on both sides of the door inside, so that you just have to like push down and.
You got the inside. I'm gonna have to look for different locks then, because we got the outside ones.
Oh, you need the inside one.
We got the ones that hook on the handles, or the ones that go over the doors or the sides that you like got a tab close.
Yep. Somebody said there's something about the second child. Childproof everything. One of our shelves fell over for no reason. Thank God the baby wasn't climbing on it. Childproof all the drawers.
Childproof all the drawers.
I mean, you're at 2 and 4 now, so you're getting out of that. You're about to get out of that.
Close.
But you can put locks on them for sure. Okay.
For the next year. Okay, maybe I gotta look for different locks. Because the ones we do have readily available at the crib, they would not work.
Well, Megan, thanks for trying. Next.
I appreciate
you. Thanks, Megan.
Bye.
Last but not least, let's go to Tanya in Kenosha. She got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row, and she works with children. She's a nurse practitioner. She works for a pediatrician.
She knows what to say.
She knows.
She knows what to do.
And she's a mom.
So she definitely knows what to say.
Actually, that means she knows nothing. We know nothing as parents. But as a doctor.
As a professional, though.
Hey.
Good morning,
Tanya.
Guys.
Good morning. It's good to hear from you.
Tanya, the doctor has answered. Talk to us. What does DZ do?
For real.
So I really, really like the cube idea. I 100% agree with those little soft cubes instead of big dressers. I also absolutely agree with switching it out to the type you have to, like, drill install in the thing instead of just, like, magnetic.
Yep.
And I don't know that those interior ones will work because he seems like a smarty, and he's going to push him down, and I don't know.
And open it still.
Definitely strap that armoire or whatever to the wall. What about just the kind that's like an armoire where you open the doors like a closet? Yes, he's going to play in it, but he's not going to get stuck.
Ah, like the chess style where they got doors.
That's true. Somebody did text in and said, Anastasia and Franklin said, DZ, the locks we have in my kitchen aren't visible on the outside and you need a little magnet to open them. And then right below
that. We did have those too. I'm not always a huge fan of magnets in the house, but they come with like a big old piece. So it's not something that they're going to swallow.
I can't think of what you guys are talking about. You have to remember where it is.
You have to know where it is.
Oh, like the magnet key ones.
You have to have a key to get it open. You have to have a magnet to open it.
And if you lose that, well, good luck getting it open. Got to break it anyway.
Pretty much. Well, you get something else that's a magnet to open it. You can get something else magnetized.
Oh, any magnet works?
I would think you would
be strong enough. Not a light one, not like a refrigerator magnet.
Like a horseshoe or something.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, okay. Low key, to just be completely honest with y'all, I think switching out the dresser might be my best
100%
solution. I like the idea of switching it with the ones we got in the basement, which is like it's kind of a bookshelf, but they got fabric drawers instead. Buddy can't pull it on himself, and Buddy can't get stuck in it.
I think that is a good answer for you because somebody
is going to use those little shelves to climb on, though, so make sure to strap it to the wall.
Yeah, anchor it. Anchor it to the wall still. No, you got it. No, we got you. It's a show, Tanya.
You know what, Tanya? You're hired as our pediatrician. Love you. I cannot. Door County, what is wrong with you? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning. Did you see this story? I am dying right now. It made the news. And we've been broke before, so we can relate to this.
Oh, yeah, we've been broke.
Somebody got pulled over because they were using a flashlight for a headlight.
That was a real story?
That was a real story.
I thought that was just a meme, fake post.
Somebody's headlight was out, so they had a flashlight. They were like Ace Ventura style, holding it out the window, like taped to the side
of the
car.
They had a tape to the window, tape to the headlight.
So the Door County Sheriff's Office made the news because obviously they pulled this person over. They did not get a ticket, but it was an attempt to at least increase their visibility.
I was going to say,
the Sheriff's Office said.
They could have gone out there with nothing, you know, like. Hopefully it was at least 1,000 lumens.
A flashlight, they said, is not a safe or legal replacement for proper headlights. Okay, fine.
Well, then y'all can't use them spotlights either, then.
Thank you. You know what?
Because a lamp is not a proper replacement for a headlight.
You're right. You know what? That's going to be my quote if I ever get pulled over again.
I see you using your spotlight. I'm using mine. What you trying to do, guy?
I never thought about it like like that. That's so true.
That's
funny. That's a real story. It happened in Door County. It's not fake at all. No, not at all.
That's childish.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, ingenious at the same time, bro. Because what you have to go think about the number of times you've been like, "Dang, my headlight. You know, I need a new lamp. I need a new bulb. Whatever. But I gotta go." And then the weather hits. You still gotta go.
You know what? I haven't had a headlight go out in quite a few years.
It's been a minute.
I remember they just made differently now.
I think. Well,
for the newer cars, they never go out now because I never thought about it till this moment. I'm like, wait, I used to have to replace my headlight all the time in my older car, like the early 2000s. What happened?
They do make them differently, and now a lot of cars are using like LED headlights, so you've got to replace them even less.
We just get rid of our cars quicker.
Before.
That
right.
too. We don't drive them into the ground. Or
older vehicles.
Well, I will, but.
Older vehicles, still, you're going to have to replace some headlights, y'all, but like the newer cars,
not
your
really
car,
no.
Nah. We ain't going to have to replace our headlights for a while.
I never thought about it till it's kind of like how oil changes were 3, now they're 6.
Yep.
You know, they change the standards for everything.
Yep.
All right.
It'll keep changing too.
Well, if your headlights are out, a flashlight is not an acceptable form. Okay, everybody?
Okay, Aaron. Does not suffice.
Dude, your wife better not be driving down the road.
Are you kidding me? My wife
with
wouldn't.
Flashlight.
If my wife needed a flashlight to drive a car, guess who'd be driving?
You?
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
While she holds the flashlight?
No, I'd still be holding the flashlight. She'd just be passenger princessing it up, bro. She would not be driving.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we got to get into Am I the Jerk. After Am I the Jerk, we have tickets to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. You guys, he's going to come to Summerfest. He's going to be at the BMO Pavilion, and we're going to send you guys to see Louis Tomlinson. But first, we have got to get into Am I the Jerk, which people love to come up to us and, you know,
they be sharing, they be telling, they be, hey, I got to
Am I the Jerk.
I got to do this.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. Hey, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. They want to know if they're the jerk for canceling family dinner on Christmas because they're sick of cooking.
No, that don't make sense. No, that don't make sense. No, that's not a thing.
She's done. She's had it.
That's
she
not
says,
a thing.
Allie and DZ, I am the one everyone goes to for the holidays, and I always host everyone every year. My home is large and pretty neutral to family drama because I just refuse to get involved. Every Christmas, I host my entire family, upwards of 25 people.
That's a lot. Okay.
That is a lot of people, especially a lot to cook for. Of course, we're hosting again, but now I'm starting to dread it.
You got basically 50 people in your house.
I was talking to a friend who says they don't even do a Christmas meal. They just do lunch and then enjoy the rest of the day.
But what's the difference?
I guess you don't have to cook all day.
All day. Okay.
You
all
get
day,
cooking
done.
At lunch.
Fair. Okay. Time. You save time. That's the difference.
So I've decided this year I won't be hosting. I'm tired.
Dang.
I'm sick of hosting and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yikes.
We're either going to stay home and order takeout. Away, or we're gonna plan a trip.
So you're just gonna dip.
When I told my parents and in-laws about this, their reaction was unbelievable.
Rightfully
so. They acted like I was the Grinch because I'm not hosting Christmas for everyone. I've been told I'm being selfish, that I'm excluding everyone, and I'm ruining the holiday. There's other people in the family who can host. Why am I always the one? So am I the jerk? For canceling Christmas family dinner on Christmas because I'm sick of cooking for everyone.
Why are you the only one cooking, though?
I don't
know.
There's always...
I got questions, but you know what
like
I mean.
This,
yeah,
though.
Seriously.
I feel like it always falls on somebody, like whoever's cooking. Now, granted, people will jump in and help.
Mm-hmm.
And you're cooking for 25 people. Somebody's going to have to jump in and help you.
You're cooking for 25 people. I'm imagining, like, at least 15 pounds of bacon on top of other protein sides, fixings. You're making,
so
like,
much.
30 pounds of chicken. No
you're,
question.
You're caterer.
You're
a caterer.
Thank you. You're putting on an event, and that's not a small
Qdoba.
One. At that rate,
honestly.
Take out for the whole squad. And but this ain't solutions. Mm-hmm. This is Am I the Jerk?
Every year, she says, I'm the host every year.
Every year.
I'm neutral to the family drama. I host 25 people about, and it's exhausting. And now she's decided, no more. It's either takeaway or a trip. She's not cooking. And now everyone's saying she's being the Grinch, ruining Christmas.
You're the neutral ground? I guess I missed that on the front end.
Yeah.
That
it
sucks.
Doesn't matter, though.
You don't know what other house is safe and not
There's
safe,
no
where you
neutral.
Can be and not be.
There's no neutral ground when 25 families. family members get together.
True, but
there is no neutral ground. We're all coming for each other.
She got the biggest house.
100%.
She got the biggest
house. She's got the biggest and probably the biggest kitchen.
She got the biggest house, the biggest kitchen.
She probably has the most chairs, most folding chairs. Yep. She can get them out. Most kid tables.
She got the heated garage.
Yep. She's got the neighbors that can loan you the tables. Yep. Uh-huh. Suburb Sarah.
Suburb Sarah. Name it. I like it. Now, Suburb Sarah.
Suburb Sarah the jerk for canceling family dinner on Christmas. She doesn't want to cook anymore. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. That works for both, and we'll talk to you guys next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Suburb Sarah wants to know if she's the jerk for not hosting Christmas because she's tired of cooking for everybody. She's the neutral home. She avoids the conflict. She likes to cook, but she's tired of cooking for 25 people and wants to do something different.
Can't say you like to cook and then say, now I'm done, though.
I know. Nick from West Bend said, not the jerk, but unfortunately she created an expectation of her hosting every year.
That part.
And then Jonay from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Others are able to host. It should not always be her responsibility. Well, it doesn't seem that way in the family. Everybody's come to her for everything.
Doesn't feel like that. Nope. Especially with both sides going, you did what now?
Linda's in Milwaukee. Listen, Linda. Linda, listen. Nobody ever said that to you, right?
Ever.
No, they say it all the time.
Oh, well, jokes.
Listen, Linda. We're going to listen to you. Jerk or not the jerk.
By the way, I just want to say, we've been trying to call every day, and my son is in the car. He's so soaked.
What up, youngin?
Aw, well, hi, youngin. What's his name?
His name is Henry.
Henry. Hi, Henry. Aw, well, Linda and Henry, are you guys going jerk or not the jerk for not hosting Christmas because you're tired of cooking?
Come on, Henry. What you think?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Ooh.
Because it's just so much to do and, like, 25 people. Like, I just hosted Thanksgiving for, like, 25 people.
Okay, so you know.
You're still doing dishes, aren't you? You're still trying to get it all cleaned up.
She threw out one of the crock pots because she said, I'm not going to do
she
it.
Said, I don't have enough space
I'm not
going
to do it. That's too much.
Exactly. And it's not even, like, the cooking. It's the cleaning
it's
the house.
Yep. The cleaning, like, and then all the...
The heave-ho that you don't even know.
Dang. Can I ask you something, though? When you host for 25 people, do they chip in or do you foot the bill on that?
Ooh, good question.
I put the bill.
Even more reason I'm not hosting. Anyway, that's so kind of you. So,
oh, yeah,
Linda,
we pulling names out the hat yearly for who's hosting then.
Totally. So,
but
Linda,
always leave it open, and I say, you're more than welcome to bring anything. This is the menu.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you give a little, like, leeway if you do want to. Thankful. Very much so. But
that's
if not,
nice.
I'm going to remember that.
Yep. I like seeing the menu. I'm coming to your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we've been doing over the years, too, because my mother-in-law would host. She would host Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I would feel so bad because she would cook
everything.
Yeah.
So then you start Thanksgiving.
Oh, look at
you. She would do Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make it well known to everybody. You know, this is what we're making. This, you're open to bring anything, and you should bring something if you would, you know, if you want to.
It's
so
encouraged.
She should just do potluck every Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're not looking for a solution. You say
not the jerk.
All right, Linda. Thanks for calling. You and Henry.
My pleasure.
Bye. Later, y'all.
All right, let's go to Teddy in Muskego because Lisa in West Dallas texted in and said, neutral equals the biggest house, 100% no
100%.
cap.
100% equals the biggest house, most room to run.
Teddy,
Marnin.
You going jerk or not the jerk for refusing to host Christmas now? You're sick of cooking.
You know, I'm gonna say jerk just because that means she had a plan to have it. Now she's canceling it.
Yep.
She could have just said in the beginning, no.
She knew after last year that she was donezo with it, bro, and she waited until now. Come on.
Teddy, you're the guy that pulls up, though. That's why you're saying jerk right now. He's the guy that pulls up and everybody's got it all cooked. I just know it. Teddy?
Right. Food is free food.
Hey, he said, this isn't about me, though. This isn't about me. I like the neutral. You know, I like to pull up to Switzerland.
Really? You're going to say jerk, Teddy, after all that? She's got to foot the bill, clean for her. She doesn't want to do it anymore, dude.
Why? It hasn't been different any other year. What's the difference now? Now you're just deciding you're tired of it?
Him.
I'm not defending him. I'm with him. I'm with him. Teddy, I'm on
other
your side.
Other people bring food. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, potluck style would be the solution, but this ain't about it.
All right. Well, he says jerk because they were canceling Christmas, and that's not cool, especially at this time of year.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Right.
We're upon Christmas. You can't do this in December.
You should have made an announcement last year, been like, hey, y'all, I'm not doing this next year. Plan ahead. She knew.
All right, Teddy. Well, now we're split down the middle. Thanks for calling.
Good day.
You too, man.
Bye.
Good day. He said good day.
All right, Allison's in Racine, and she's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
Am I correct that she said she was on fire?
No, but she did say she was triggered by this one because Suburb Sarah wants to know if she's a jerk for canceling family dinner on Christmas because she's sick of cooking. Allison, why were you triggered?
Allison.
So this is literally me.
Oh.
I am that household.
Oh.
I do every single holiday. I invite everyone, open invitation, friends, family. If you don't have a place to go, you have a seat at my table.
You have a home here,
I foot the bill. I feed everyone. I love, 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 love to cook.
Okay.
But sometimes mama needs a break.
Ooh, so what you're saying?
And I will say this. She is not the jerk because I had to say for one holiday, I needed a moment. And the one thing I will say is she could have gave him a little more notice.
I will say that. Oh, come on.
On the same token, she needs a break. There's nothing wrong with if she's footing the bill, if she's catering for 30 people, she's putting all that work in. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot.
I love doing it.
Top to bottom.
But you still sometimes need a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we don't want suggestions, but maybe next year, say, if you want me to have it, everyone has to bring something.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't take it.
You can't just up and cancel.
I would say not the jerk because she does need a break. And everyone needs to understand that. If she's been doing this for 10 years or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
However long.
Exactly.
Probably longer than that.
I do every holiday. So it's not just Christmas. We do Easter.
Thanksgiving. All that.
I do Christmas.
All that.
New Year's Eve.
Shoot, Allison.
Oh, so we're doing parties at your house, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So sometimes you need a moment. And I remember when my family got upset with me, and I had given them 5 months' notice and said, we're going away for I need a break. We're going away for a week. And I didn't get talked to from so many people. My whole family was all pissed off at me.
Interesting.
Well, that's because you're the biggest house, and you're the one that
well, you're the anchor.
Everybody.
You are arguably the matriarch.
You kind of become the matriarch.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. It doesn't have to be grandma. Don't got to be abuela. It's sometimes
it's like somebody's aunt who's hosting for everybody. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, it is. So wait, you're saying
not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. All right, Allison. Thank you for calling. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great week.
You too. Bye. Wow.
Interesting. I don't think anybody has to host anybody if they don't want to. I think that's a choice. And I don't think anybody can be mad at you if you don't want to host. That is just because now you're mad somebody else is not going to serve you. Come on.
True. But when you mentally have a plan that's traditional every year, that's what we do. And then now we're in the witching hour of 2 weeks and you're going, we ain't doing that this year. Excuse me?
Right.
What you mean we are still pulling up? I don't know where you're going to be, but we're going to be at your house.
Right. And so I hope you're there.
I just don't know what else to tell you.
We got to give away these tickets to see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. And then, because he's coming to Summerfest. And then something insane happened on Saturday after I saw you at the Christmas parade.
Really? Your life got crazy?
Wait till I tell you.
Girl!
I think we've solved a mystery that we started on this show.
Did we crack the code?
We cracked the code, and I'm going to tell you about it after we give away the tickets. It's so wild. Like, I'm convinced.
I have cracked
the code for an issue we had on this show.
You know I'm a safe cracker. Come on now.
All right. 414-533-1037. You want to go see Louis Tomlinson from One Direction? He is going to be at the BMO Pavilion at Summerfest on June 26th. Ooh. By the way, it's the same weekend. Post and Ed are coming.
Is it?
So I told
the whole
sister,
weekend's going to be wild.
Said, we're going to go see Louis Tomlinson on a side stage. It's on.
Everything's going
crazy.
We're
hooking you up, though. We're hooking you up with tickets to
go
see Louis.
I'm going to be with the Faith Sisters? Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, help y'all.
Yeah, Lord, help everyone
Lord
else.
Help us.
Run Allie and her sisters taking over the city. Look out, dude.
Bruh, and Lord, help y'all win some tickets. Who knows? What's
it's
up?
It's going to be fun. All right, 414-533-1037. I'm going to take caller number... Let's go with, I was doing 26 for 2026.
I mean, the concert's on the 26th.
I mean, let's do it. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Finally cracked the code for a problem we discussed on this show.
Okay.
We have an answer, and I'll tell you in a second. But first, pull up Natalie in Kenosha. We got to hook her up with these tickets. Hey, Natalie.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hi.
Hi. Are you a fan of One Direction?
I am.
Girl, who's your favorite?
Zayn.
Oh, well, dang. Oh, well,
anyway, that's
wrong
fine.
Answer.
We're
no,
sending
just
you
jokes.
To see Louis Tomlinson.
It's okay.
Girl,
I'm
you
so
a fan.
Excited.
Girl, let me tell you something. As a boy band connoisseur over the years, I would have gone to see any of them.
I know that's right.
I don't care from Bobby Brown to James Brown to Zayn, but you're going to see Louis Tomlinson when he comes to Summerfest at the BMO Pavilion. So have a great
time. Good for you.
Thank you.
Aw, you're so welcome. We'll talk to you later, Natalie, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Enjoy. I think I heard babies in the back. Bye, babies.
Bye. All right.
Good for her.
Ooh, very good for her. So, DZ, I got to tell you something.
What's up?
We have to have a family meeting right now.
Right now?
Right now.
I got to use the bathroom.
No, we don't have time.
Fine.
This is more important.
Okay, talk to me.
Do you remember when we talked on this show about how you have a lucky number?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I do not.
Yeah. My lucky number is 3.
I did not know that, like, everybody has a lucky number.
Most people.
Nor
yeah.
do I have any awareness of what my lucky number actually is. So I started out on the hunt for my lucky number.
You've been looking for it.
I've been looking for it.
Because you got to keep an eye out. So for a lot of people, it's just a number you see all the time. Some people you're told, like, this is your lucky number, right? Like, you're
a mystic.
But
how does somebody know?
How
do you know your lucky number? Especially with the Powerball being so big. I need to know.
These are the important questions.
I need to know.
No, so for me, it's a cycle of threes in my life. Things happen in threes. My mom, her favorite number is 9. Mm-hmm. Then you break that down. I was born 6, 9, 9. 93. My birthday, my life, a lot of things happen in threes for me. Okay. Every jersey I've ever worn in sports has been a multiple of three. When you take it back down all the way to the root, three is the number that is always a whole for me.
Really?
That's why I know three is my number.
Three is your number.
No question.
Okay, well, we couldn't figure out mine.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you something that happened to me on Saturday.
Yeah, you're talking about cracking the code.
Well, I think I cracked the code.
Is yours 3-2?
No, it's not. It's not. In fact, and it's not even, it's an even number.
It's an even
it's
number?
It's not an odd number like yours. Okay, here's the thing though. When I started searching for my lucky number, and you guys can call or text about either how you found yours or how you know, 414-533-1037. When I started looking, I knew that, like, so let's say when I go to Vegas and gamble or Pottawatomie and gamble, if I'm playing roulette, you have to pick numbers.
Yeah.
So I would pick 20 because it's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
I would pick 4 because it's Hudson's, you know?
Yep.
I would pick 25 because it's Owen's. You know what I mean? I have no idea what my number is. So Saturday, we're at the parade in Grafton.
Yeah.
And what was our number? There are about 100. There are
42.
42.
We were number 42 in the parade line.
Yeah, we were number 42.
Yeah.
Great. Had a great time at the parade. I'm starting to get chills now thinking about what happens next.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is so crazy. So we're 42 in the parade. So then I go home, I change my clothes. Kelly in Sussex comes over.
The homie.
And she says, hey, what up? And I say, I'm starving. Can we go eat? And she goes, yeah. So we go to eat.
Okay. Where'd y'all go to eat? Side question.
I'll tell you that next. I'll tell you everything next. I'll tell you where we went to eat and what happened next that made me almost fall over. And it even made Kelly's jaw drop to the ground.
What? It made Kelly react?
I'm just saying.
I mean, and she knows you're looking for your number.
She knows.
You talked about it. We've spoken at length about numbers. I mean, you know me in numerology.
Yeah, I want to talk to people about either how you find it, and then I'm going to tell you what happened as soon as we went out to eat. It's wild.
We talking numbers?
The odds are in my favor. You know how you talk about numbers?
Yeah.
The odds are in my favor.
I like that for you.
And let me tell you what it is next, and we'll talk to you guys. It's crazy. Never gets old.
Never.
That song never gets old. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Okay, so here we are. We're talking about the how to find your lucky number saga. Yeah. And we have people now who are ready to give us advice on how to find your lucky number. I found out yours is 3.
Yes.
And I'm still on the search for mine. So we go to the parade in Grafton.
Right.
Our number in the parade is
42. That's our line number.
I didn't think anything of it. I went, there's 42.
Why would you?
Less than a couple hours later, Kelly in Sussex comes over and I say, I'm hungry. Let's go out to
eat. Let's go eat.
So we went to Champs in Brookfield. They have good food.
Champs is good. I ain't gonna lie.
So we're sitting there at Champs and we walk in and the hostess says, how many? And I go, 2. And
two.
She goes, 2. Okay.
Okay.
And then she turns and the other woman at the hostess stand goes, take them to table 42, please.
Wait a second.
I got chills.
We were just in 42.
I like literally less than 2 hours earlier. So I go, what did you just say?
42.
She goes, I said table 42. I go, now I'm getting weirded out. And so Kelly goes, what? And I go, our number in the parade was 42.
Yeah. I didn't think nothing of it because it's divisible by 3. So I'm like, it's 42, of course.
Yeah, to me, no. See, I'm going 42.
Yeah.
So I got table 42 like 2 hours later.
Same day.
What a random number.
That is random.
So, DZ, thoughts?
Well,
coincidence or is it my number?
I don't think it's coincidence, but I think we got to do some math here because also were saying that you've used number 4.
I was wondering if 4 was my
number. You've also used number 2.
I started thinking it might be 2.
It could be the combination, right? Because 2 goes into 4.
Mm-hmm.
2 goes into 42.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But why can't it just be 42?
It might be. If 42 might be one of your numbers.
Is that my number?
This is the thing. 3 is my number, but I see 9 all the time. I see 6 everywhere.
Because the 3 goes into
right?
6.
Right? I see 39, right?
Oh,
I'll look at the time and it'll be 6 what? 06. 609, right? All these things, that it's always has something to do with the number 3. So maybe the base number for you is 2,
maybe.
But 42 is 100% one of your numbers.
I don't like that, because that could be anything. 2 goes into everything. So 3, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a way, we sure are fine. That doesn't feel right to me. That feels like there's too many opportunities to
feel
make
like
it
you're
work.
Looking for too much meaning?
Yeah, like, well, I'm saying, you're like, well, every 3 is like, I don't know. Can we go to Suri and Racine? Maybe I'm unsure. I'm still not positive what my number is. Hey, girl, how
morning.
Are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have a lucky number? What do you think about this?
I do actually have a lucky number.
What is it?
My lucky number is 11.
Okay.
And how did you find it? Right, and how do you know it's your lucky number?
Okay. So my dad picked me up when I was in school, whatever, I was young. He always went to bingo, and he brought me to bingo. We weren't even there 15 minutes playing, and I won $4,000.
Okay.
And I was like, I was in like fifth grade.
You were a kid.
And I always win on number 11.
11.
Always. Wow. I always see 11. 11, like I'm...
You
like,
making wishes on 11-11 every day?
Well, I feel like I see 11-11 all the time.
Blowing an eyelash off.
Yeah, I see 11-11 too. Like, we always notice the clock when it's a weird number
I
like
see
that.
11s, yeah.
And then we go, oh, man.
Gotta make a wish.
You know, but it's like, well, of course I remember it because it's all in unison.
It
you
sticks
know what
out.
I mean?
It sticks out. But for her, this is now verified going, nah, listen, it's not just the clock. It's done put money in my pocket picking number 11. Wow. This is my number.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not arguing that.
And I won... I didn't win the lottery, but like the lottery ticket or whatever, how you can
pick
win on one number or some crap like that. I won like $25.
Ooh. Well, the Powerball might have been 11 or something.
Yes, thank
you. The Powerball
yes,
the number. Powerball.
She got that multiplier, so she hit a little, she got a little kickback.
Okay, so yours is one that you've won money on and you tend to win on. Okay, well, what do you think about the fact that we were 42 in the parade and then a couple hours later I'm table 42? Anything to that?
I think it's a sign.
I think it's a sign.
What is the sign?
That it might be your number.
42,
okay, this is crazy.
How
but
random.
Why don't you ask ChatGPT what 42 would be for you?
Could
like, what is the meaning behind it for
Why
you?
Why not? I mean, ChatGPT knows us, technically. I mean, it's got all of our information if you've ever
used
that's
it. That's my boyfriend.
That's my... You're going to have to find my sister-in-law because that's her boyfriend, too.
You guys are funny. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Ceree, we're kind of figuring this out. Thank you for calling so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
See you later, 11.
All right,
bye.
All right. So we're talking lucky numbers and how to find yours. And we've had this discussion on the show before, and I said I can't figure out my number. And then when I had 42 back to back, that's just so weird.
I think 42 is definitely a strong number for you.
But why?
And it would only make sense that it's a number for us. Because think about it. It was our number also. It is divisible by 3, but I ain't got nothing to do with it finding it to be your number.
Right.
Because it is divisible by 2.
Right.
I think math is complicated and makes people go, I'm thinking too much. But it's because it's numbers and they're complex, right?
Yes.
I think you're getting down to the science of it, bro. Your 42 is 100% one of your numbers.
So
I
random.
See you, Jackie. Okay.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it, Jackie Robinson.
I'll take
it. I know it's a good number in sports,
it
right?
It is. It's very
okay,
good.
Okay, well, then let's go to, is it Alana in Waukesha? Pull her up. I'm not sure if it's Alana or Elena. Hey, girl.
Correct us if we're wrong.
It's Elena.
Elena.
All right, Elena.
All right, so we're talking numbers. I've been trying to find my lucky number for like a year now, and I still don't know what it is. And then 42 popped up twice on Saturday in the weirdest way. How do you figure this out? What's the theory? What do you do?
I think it's a coincidence too. I don't have like my lucky number is 14 just because that's my birthday.
Okay.
But I also hate like odd numbers. Like any odd number, I'm like, skip, we'll just go to an even number.
So I think so she says basically
it's a coincidence.
It's only a coincidence. That's all it is. Oh, dang it.
Somebody texted in and said, talking about your number, 42 is the answer to life, love, and everything per Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Hey, I ain't never read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but if 42 is that cosmic, listen, G.
People are saying angel number 42 signifies balance, stability, hard work, and trusting your angels to manifest your goals. I don't know where that came from, but I'll take it because it sounds really good.
Came from Google.
Yeah, I think like you should use that energy into like the new year and use that number and that sign from.
Yeah.
By the way,
You'll find out if it is your number, because if you use it, let's say you get to pick a number or something. You're going to run a marathon. Go play the Powerball. Pick number 42.
Okay.
Look out for these numbers in coincidence and in sequence.
42
you might,
or
yes.
4 and 2? 42.
I would look for 42, but then it basically is 4 and 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah, any combination of that number, you got to look for it, because if it's out there in your life like that, look around right now. Do you see a 4 and a 2 anywhere?
Yeah, well, they're on our texts.
Oh, well, that...
So wait,
that
look around.
Count.
Do I see a 4 and a 2 anywhere?
Get in your car later.
I see a 4 and I see a and the clock. I mean,
get in your car later and look at the mileage. Right, like when you get out of it, look at the degrees that it is. Right,
you did say that at 8:04. Why are you messing with me, dude?
Hey, I said no such thing at any specific time, dog.
No,
I'm just saying.
Looking for 42. I'm writing it everywhere. Oh man,
Alana,
right.
Elena,
thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Interesting. that, I don't know how we decide these things, like that it's an angel number. And people are saying Allie's lucky number is 5. All her birthdays she listed are divisible by 5. 42 is a coincidence because she's searching for her number. Pay no attention to 42.
Okay, well, excuse us.
Now, what is divisible? No, the birthdays I'd listed are not all.
They're
Owen
not.
And I, Hudson is a 4.
And think about the numbers with the other days. Yours
Hudson's
is
a 4. I'm a 20 and Owen's a 25.
Still a 2. I'm hearing some 4s.
I know. Weird.
I'm just trying to say, you don't got to look into it the same way a lot of other people do. But it's the meaning you give it. And I think you're on to something.
You talked about 3 is your number and the 3 and the 6 and the 9. So Bella and Kenosha texted in 369. Damn, we fine.
One more time, get low.
Carl and Indy said, listening to this makes me think of 67.
Stop it, Carl. Stop it.
DZ, 4 and DZ's kids, 4 and 2.
My
Justin
kids are
and
4
West
and
Dallas.
2. We are a big part of your life, are
they're
we not?
My kids.
But are they not Titi's babies?
They are my babies.
We've got a 2 and a 4 right now. We've got a 4 and a 2, depending on how you want to slice it.
And Owen and Hudson are 12 and 14. I'm going to pass out. Okay, now we're stretching.
Is it a stretch,
Somebody
though?
Somebody said I need to talk to Taylor Swift about this. You're so right.
Is it a stretch? You do some math. Yo, some of the numbers in your life might add up to 100% of 42.
That's crazy. So if somebody said, did you say your son's birthday was the 24th? No, the 25th is Owen's of October, but Hudson is the 4th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that being said, okay, well, this is interesting. Okay, well, let's go to Lynette, who's calling from Kenosha. Last caller, I've been trying to figure out what my lucky number is and how do you find these things out? Saw 42 twice on Saturday, which was weird.
Lynette, buenos dias.
Hey, Lynette.
Buenos dias. How are you guys?
Good. She's actually not calling about the numbers, DZ.
No.
She's calling to talk to you.
Talk to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in the bathroom when you called. He doesn't know what you want.
Dog, what? Y'all just going to ambush me like this?
Yes, you're welcome. Tell
at me, Lynette.
Okay, I was, for the first time, I went to a Bucks game since you've been working there.
Yeah.
I've been to Bucks games before, but since you've been working there, you are a freaking amazing hype man at those games. it was just unbelievable. I mean, the game wasn't so good Friday, and my husband's Bucks fan.
We don't worry about that.
But you got to see DZ.
But you made it fun.
Thank you. No, that means the absolute world to me, G. For real, for real.
He's an in-game host for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
So you finally got to see him.
An amazing in-game host.
Mm-hmm. No, he's the best.
You got me beaming, Lynette. Nah, thank you. Check's in the mail.
Check is in the mail. Well, thank you for calling, Lynette. She just wanted to tell you she saw you at the game.
I'm smiling now. I needed that today. For real, I needed to hear that, Lynette. Thank you.
42 is my number now. It's back to me.
Lynette. For real, Lynette. We need to get Allie a 42 Bucks jersey.
I'm so confused. Like, what's my number?
There you go.
We're on to something.
And hey, he played on Friday, so... But I would say it's your lucky number. I don't know if it's like your number.
What's
I don't know. I have lucky numbers. I don't know if I have, you know, like numbers, but that's just me.
That's just you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys. You guys have a great
day. Like, I gotta
go. She said, bye now. Lynette, you the best. Thank you.
Bye.
Much love.
I'm over here trying to understand numbers and lucky numbers and how 42 was our number in the parade. And then 2 hours later, they seated me at table 42 at Champs. And I went, something weird's going on here, man.
Here's the thing. I need you to really start looking around and watching numbers, right? Because you did that and you saw 42 twice. You noticed it was because you were like, wait, that's weird.
Weird in one day, 2 hours apart, I was number 42.
But you weren't necessarily looking for that number.
Not.
You were just looking at numbers. And when they said it, you went, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's a coincidence. There's no such thing. Coincidence are part of the cosmic energy of the world that everybody always goes, that's weird. No, it's not.
It's funny, though, because I was truly looking for 42 when I got to Grafton. We were that number in the parade, and I was walking up and down. So in a weird way, I was kind of 42. Was guiding me. If you want to go deep in a weird way, I was like, where? And I kept walking up and down going, where's 42? And then I got deeper. Somebody texted in, 4 and 2 are divisible by 8. Maybe it's 8. You guys see why I'm confused?
Okay, but at the same time, it is a multiple of 2 and it is a multiple of 4. They're all divisible. Yes, it's divisible by 8 because it's divisible by 2.
You're never going to know what the number is. If we keep, it could be anything.
We're on to something. We are on to something.
I'm going to start watching numbers. I'll give you an update and then we'll see. And if you have any more advice on how to find your lucky number, tell me before I go play the Powerball.
Oh, we playing the Powerball, that's for sure.
Oh, we're playing it, baby.
Don't be mad I can do it and you can't.
Man, I'm so salty you can do it and I can't.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Don't be mad that I can ride my bike with no hands.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
How is it you cannot ride your bike with no hands?
Dude, I've been so...
Could do this.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody but me, it feels like. I've been so jealous my entire life of people that can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
One of the main things has been anytime I've seen somebody, even on movies, riding, like looking all free, hands up, hands to your side, texting or something quick.
I don't text, but...
Some people could do it, right? You see these people that ride bikes, hands free, and just have the perfect balance. Mm-hmm. And I always think there's no way there's not like a magnet in your body that keeps you centered, because I cannot. I've tried. I've got scars on my face to prove it. I've got the scars to prove it.
You know what? As bad as my balance is, it's gotten better since I started yoga and Pilates and all that and working on my core, but I could ride my bike with no hands as a kid. I'm surprised knowing how many balance issues I have. I was actually good at that as a kid because that's all we did.
How'd you learn?
Probably just riding our bike so much that you start to become okay on one hand, and then eventually you get to, you start with one hand off.
I'm super comfortable with one hand. Mm-hmm. I can switch hands. Bro, I could let it go for like a fraction of a second.
But then you have to sit up.
Nope,
I can't. You have to sit up to balance it in order to, like, make sure you're sitting up.
Mm-mm. It's the sit-up part that always got me. I can't pedal. I don't know how people could pedal, sit up, can move. I'm out here watching people adjust themselves as they're sitting there hands-free.
Maybe you didn't practice enough.
Clearly not. And I rode my bike often. Literally every single day. Mm-hmm. Up until it was snowing deep, like, I'm talking about inches of snow on the ground, I was on my bike going to friends' houses, going to the park, going to play. We 90s babies now. Uh-huh. We them kids that grew up through the era of you ride your bike.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me I ain't ride my bike.
Stuff you were jealous that other people can do that you can't. You know what I'm jealous that I can't do is a running cartwheel or a cartwheel, because when I was 5 or 6, I was in gymnastics.
Yeah.
And I tried to do a running cartwheel and broke my arm because somebody didn't teach me right. So I'm running, jump up,
come down,
right onto my arm.
Ow.
I was 5 or 6. And all I remember is what it looked like. And that's the only memory I have because I was so little. And then I had a cast, you know.
And since then, you ain't even tried a cartwheel.
Never again.
Never again.
Never.
But I could do a cartwheel.
I've never tried one. I will never do one. And I was sure as hell won't do a running one.
No.
The running one, forget it.
Even more so.
Or a round off.
Round off. Now you're getting crazy.
I feel like a round off should be easier than a cartwheel, but I
don't know. I don't know. Depends on who you're talking to.
The point is, I cannot do a cartwheel. And I know a lot of people can't do them just because, but I can't do it because I broke my arm doing it. And I've never tried again.
Does it make you feel a little jealous when you see people just rounding cartwheels, going crazy, like boo-doo boop?
Listen, do you know the distraughtness I felt, if that's a word, when I tried out for cheerleading in 6th grade and I could do the splits, but I couldn't do a cartwheel? You know how embarrassing that is?
That is a little embarrassing.
You're like, never mind.
Never mind. You guys need me to do a cartwheel.
Team, I guess. And that's how Allie ends up being an athlete.
U-G-L-Y.
You ain't got no alibi, and I can't do a cartwheel, so I'm going to be an athlete, not a cheerleader.
Athlete. A-A-N athlete.
That's probably how I ended up being doing sports.
100%.
No, but seriously, I remember trying out for cheerleading and being like, never mind. I can't do a cartwheel.
Well, when you're not comfortable, why would you be?
Man.
Yeah,
yeah, isn't that funny?
I got one more.
Yeah, what else? So you can't...
I can't ride my bike
without hands.
Hands-free.
And I can't do a cartwheel. What are the things you're jealous other people can do that you can't?
When people can just randomly juggle. When you just have... When you're bored, right? You just got nothing else to do and you've got time to kill. You bust out 3 balls and all of a sudden you're the life of the party. Look at you. Look at that juggling fool in the corner. Look at him.
I feel like you have to practice, TZ, and you just have to sit around and do it nonstop for days. And like those people have to just sit around and play with balls.
Yeah, balls. Yeah. My parents didn't let me go out when I was a kid. My parents never let me go out as a kid. You think I didn't try to learn how to juggle? I can't juggle. My carny days are over. I will never make it to the circus because I don't have the coordination to juggle. Anytime somebody picks up more than one ball in their hand, I go, you better not. You better not start juggling. And when they do, I get mad and want to punch them.
Here's a really good one. You can call or text 414-533-1037. This is a great one. Somebody said, I'm jealous of people that can whistle. I can't whistle either. Yeah, I can't.
You can't whistle?
No, I
can whistle in like 15 different ways.
So can Hudson. My son can whistle. I cannot whistle.
Really?
I'm trying. Hold on.
Everybody can whistle.
No, they can't. No, they cannot. I've never been able to whistle. My whole life I've tried and tried.
Really? I'll do a loud whistle that'll bring kids.
Maybe because I don't need to whistle because I'm so damn loud. What's the trick?
Well, it depends on your mouth placement, but then it might mean that you're not positioning your mouth correctly or your tongue correctly.
Wow, I can't do it.
I could teach you how to whistle. That's one thing I can do. Yeah, I could teach you how to whistle. Sammy's learned. Our 4-year-old learned how to whistle. I taught him like 2 weeks ago.
Great, my nephew can whistle and I can't.
It sounds weak. It's still
unbelievable. All right, what are you guys jealous other people can do? I'm jealous people can whistle and I can't, just like our person who texted in. They said her husband got her a dog whistle for St. Nick.
Just because she can't whistle?
Spinning a basketball on your finger. Ooh, that's a good one.
I could do that.
I think I can kind of do that, but I have nails right now. I can't do it with
my
nails. Oh,
with nails, it's a little harder.
I can do it without nails, just from years of basketball.
I know a lot of people can spin a basketball on their hands, and some people can't palm a basketball. I can actually palm a basketball.
I know what I can do.
My hands ain't big either like that.
I can double dutch.
You could double dutch?
Hell yeah, I can. Come on!
Gee, I can single dutch.
I can
single
dutch. Double dutch. Come on.
They be going too fast for me sometimes, man. I can't double dutch.
Well, I grew up in the decade before you where we really had to figure out what to do with our lives.
Swear.
We really didn't have computers.
Y'all want to talk about kick the can.
We sat on the playground. Okay, that's why I can double dutch. We had nothing else to do.
We sitting here jealous about all the stuff we can't do. Meanwhile, we didn't realize we were forced to do it because we had nothing else.
Right? All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, talking about things we wish we could do that we can't.
Makes us a little jealous when we see other people out here just busting out back hand springs and cartwheels.
I'm so jealous. I can't do a cartwheel or a round off. I broke my arm when I was a little kid doing it, and I've never done one since. I can't whistle.
I see you cool guys and girls out here pedaling, riding your bikes with no handlebars, all cool, whatever, man.
Forget y'all. You know what? Go to Courtney in Sheboygan. We're talking about things we wish we could do that we can't. Hi, Courtney.
Morning.
Well, first, let me start out with a little bit of a... Hold on, wait. Got to wet my whistle a little bit.
You going to brag about whistling? Courtney.
Well, I got to show one of my strengths because, you know, public speaking ain't one of them, that's for sure.
I think you're doing great right now. If public speaking is what you're jealous other people can do and you don't feel, you're doing great right now. You're
for
on the
real,
radio.
Court? Come on now.
Well, that's the problem. I'm okay when I'm on a phone or when I'm on a Zoom call, but when you put a crowd
face
in front
face.
Of me and I start sweating like a hostage.
I start sweating like a hostage. Too real, my boy.
That's funny. You know, Jeezy and I really do take for granted how, well, at least I can speak for myself, how little I do not panic when I have to get in front of a crowd. Like, you can put us on Summerfest a stage at this point with 20,000 people and I'm okay. I can handle it. Like,
I can handle it, but I handle the panic well. I don't panic any less.
Doesn't faze me anymore.
I don't panic any less,
public
though.
Public speaking is definitely
amazing.
Something we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so jealous when I see DZ at the Bucks game screaming and just being in this confident self. I'm like, I wish I can do that. You know, it's just, do I need a hypnotist? I don't know, mindset coach?
No, you don't need a hypnotist. You just need to do it more and more until you build that confidence. Public speaking is like any other art. How do you get better at sports? You practice.
You practice.
How do you get better at juggling? You practice. How do you get better at public speaking? You practice.
But it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect ever. No. And that's the thing, man.
It's like facing your fears.
The jugglers drop the ball, right? The people that balance on the bike, they out here and fall too, right? They'll go head over heels, literally.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, when I'm done, let's say I do give a public speech or something or a lecture, I have like an out of body experience. I look back and I'm like,
what did I say?
What did I say?
Did I say something weird?
Yeah. Dog, you're already in mode then, because that's what it feels like when we go. We'll end the show at 10 o'clock and then look at each other and go, what did we talk about today?
I have no idea. We do that every day.
What did we talk? Wait, what was it? No clue.
Don't even ask me. Don't ask me what we did 20 minutes ago. I have no idea.
For real, you already in mode.
You already in flow. Essentially, you hit flow and you just kind of black out. All right.
I guess. Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
We're in the mode, man. We're just doing it.
All right.
I speak for myself when I go, like, you know, Coach Court, when you say, oh, you know, DZ at Pfizer Forum, talking to the Bucks, 18,000 people, I am blank. Because I am in go mode. You go into that. So you tap into something different, and you already know what that is. Mm-hmm. You already know, Court.
Yes, sir.
Courtney, all you got this. Just practice. You got this.
That's it.
All right. I appreciate y'all.
No problem. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good week.
You too, man. Peace, love.
We're talking about things you're jealous other people can do. I said I can't whistle. You said you can't ride your bike with no hands.
At all.
I said I can't do a cartwheel.
I can't juggle. I wish I did. I'd be the life of the party.
People are texting in all kinds of things that they're jealous they can't do either. Somebody said crouching or squatting ass to grass. Okay, hold on. That's an art built through mobility, and you can crouch or squat your butt to the grass if you practice daily. I do it in yoga. I do it in Pilates.
Yep.
And when I stop doing it, I have trouble crouching down on my, with, you know, on my feet or
it's
whatever.
It's about your hips, about your hip wideness. It's about your balance.
It's mobility. You have to move your body in those ways.
Start against the wall.
Start there. Lean down.
Yep.
Squat. You're not moving enough. That's why you can't. You
little
keep
by
moving,
little.
Eventually, you'll get the mobility to crouch or squat.
Let us challenge you to try to learn how to do that, because that is about mobility, and that is, yeah, start against the wall and go as low as you can and hold it.
Yep.
Widen your hips a little bit more day by day. You're going to get there. We promise
the
you.
The second I don't work out for like 3 or 4 days,
yep,
I can't. It's harder for me to squat down. I have to practice it.
Oh,
same
yeah
thing.
You try to grab that sock from the ground and you bend down 5 times because you can't seem to snatch it up off the ground.
There's
mobility.
There's a reason they do this in yoga. Just saying. Okay, let's go to Candace in Milwaukee. We're talking about things you're jealous other people can do.
Candace, good morning.
Hey, Candace. Lily wrote in from Milwaukee on the text line and said, I was never able to roll my stomach or flick my eyelid. Ew.
Ooh, the kids that flip their eyelids inside out.
I
can roll
those.
My stomach. I was a belly dancer.
I could roll quarters on my stomach when I was little.
Gang.
You're funny, Candace. Somebody else texted
in. My grandma taught me how to do it.
My grandma.
Well, somebody else texted in and said, I'm jealous of people who can leave a coherent voicemail because I feel like I always fumble through the entire thing if I don't plan it out.
Well, I wish I could high-pitch scream like that good blood-curdling movie, horror movie scream.
Come on.
You know?
Oh, like the Mariah Carey?
My aunt is a choir teacher at Burlington High School, so I always sang like, opera and like big music where I could sing up into, I could sing up into the high pitch, but I can't quite get past that, like, where you can,
what's the highest you can go?
Yeah, what's the highest you can go?
We're on the radio. Give us a note.
Come on, girl.
That's not bad.
That's pretty high.
That's not bad at all.
That's higher than I thought you were going to go.
Girl.
I ain't going to hold you. Girl, give yourself more credit.
Girl.
It's 8:45 in the morning.
She said, listen.
She's like, never mind.
Listen, give me another hour. I'll be back.
Girl, you better warm up that throat. You got to watch it, dude.
I do.
You got to watch it
do
now.
Do I got to?
Yes, DZ.
Is that good for real?
This documentary on Netflix, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ. And dude, the Diddy documentary is insane. I had zero interest in wanting to watch this. Zero.
Sure.
And I started on Saturday and then it was over. All four back to back.
Four
episodes.
You powered through them?
Oh my God. 50 Dang. Cent. 50 Cent produced this, you guys.
Yeah.
And 50 Cent is not afraid of Diddy. And he may be the only person on the planet that's not afraid.
He says he's here for it and he wants all the smoke.
Dude,
yeah.
You guys, your jaw is going to be on the ground. They had jurors from his trial. They had facts from when he came up and all of the things he's done to people. It's insane.
How far back does this documentary go? Because this is like 30 years of stuff in the making, right?
You see when he started. You see how he got his job when he started as an intern. You see when he found Biggie and discovered him. And wanted him to bring him in because
you go back deep.
The West Coast.
And this is all real footage.
Yeah. It's all real.
It's not like a movie remake. You see, the life of. No, this is real footage.
50 Cent somehow got his hands on footage that was hidden that Diddy had cameras following him around right before he went to jail. And it's crazy.
Ooh.
He went on Good Morning America because he was hoping Diddy would see it in jail.
He
facts.
Did. Yeah, he did not for real. He purposely went on ABC because he knew that it was one of the only news sources that they can watch inside of a facility.
And when they got him on Good Morning America, they said, where did you get this secret footage that's been hidden? And he goes, you know we don't reveal our sources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
like the mogul he is,
the
bro.
Documentary of Diddy. You guys, there's a reason it's one on Netflix. It's going to gross you out. It's going to trigger you if you've been sexually abused, physically abused, live with domestic violence. But let me tell you, we already saw the video of him beating up Cassie in the hall at the hotel.
Yeah, for the
elevator
stuff.
That comes up as well. And, you know, you just kind of relive what an awful person he is from start to finish. And the things that they told us that I didn't know in this documentary, like...
What shocked you the most from watching it? Because there's a few things that, you know...
I'll tell you.
Culturally, I feel like I've known for a long time that have never been confirmed because there's no evidence.
The Biggie stuff was pretty awful.
Shocking.
That he had a lot more to do with Biggie's death and that he then profited on Biggie's death with I'll Be Missing You while he was still charging Biggie's estate to pay
for
things like the funeral. I mean, the whole thing is icky. Like, you're going to watch this and you're going to be like, he's up there crying about his best friend, but he's literally...
Not really.
We don't even know. He just watch it. And
let me ask you this.
You watch it and we will discuss later this week.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So
you're going to get sucked in.
In the I know it.
It's so good.
I've been seeing people already posting about it, talking online, like the little chatter that goes on Instagram or whatever once people really get to dip into it. Now, did they really dip into Biggie and Puff's relationship? Because there's more speculation behind closed doors.
Like, as far as what, them sleeping together?
Correct.
Well, because this whole documentary, if you're not prepared, they will, by the end, we know there's all these rumors about Diddy sleeping with men or raping men, and you see all of that in the
documentary.
It happened with a lot of people, and a lot of people are talking about it, and some aren't. So you can only have so many people telling those kind of, you know, talking about their abuse before. This is like the Bill Cosby doc where you went, okay, I heard enough stories.
What else?
55 women just told the same story about this guy. I think, you know, there's credibility in that.
Sure, sure.
I think the part that was most upsetting was when they interviewed two of the jurors from his trial where he, you know, more recently went to jail. But
the most recent
trial.
He got
off for most of it.
Got acquitted.
That was really upsetting.
Was it?
The jurors aren't even...
Jurors?
They're not even shameless about how messed up they and how biased.
Oh, they got them off.
Oh, they're biased.
Oh, they're not a juror.
They're totally biased, and you'll see it, and it's an awful, awful part of the documentary. So
and I get that
the
there's
Diddy
two sides to the
crazy.
Reporting, right? Like, there's always two sides to
you
the reporting.
You don't need the other side.
You don't need to talk
not
to
when
all
you
of
see
the jurors.
Juror talk, not when you see the juror talking about her eyes lighting up, talking about Diddy looking at her in the courtroom. I mean, it is crazy how biased the
People
jurors are.
Infatuated with him.
Infatuated.
Interesting.
And how, you know. So, please, I can't wait to discuss it with you because the Biggie stuff was the most upsetting. I didn't know that Suge Knight was also supposed to be killed with Tupac. Mm-hmm. That was something I learned in that documentary.
In that hit or whatever.
And they missed it. And yeah, they break it all down. Diddy, there's all kinds of hidden footage. 50 Cent, who produced it, got his hands on, and he can't stand them because he's West, you know, you have to remember, they were against
each
other.
East Coast, West Coast.
So 50 Cent was in the Eminem, Dre, Snoop, West Coast,
right,
Tupac.
Right. Technically,
even though
technically he's from the East Coast.
East Coast, but he was on that side.
He was with them,
He was with Dre and them, which
Correct.
Is why he doesn't care and why they continue to clown Diddy because they know all these secrets. And I just.
Well, and even the connection of him being from the East Coast, right? The fact that he knows a lot of the same people that Diddy knows. They're kind of similar in age, right? Mm-hmm. Similar in upbringing as far as the areas. Gee, my thing is. Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be some crazy blowback from people that are involved in this directly. And that blowback, what I mean is the way people are going to negate a lot of what's being said and reported on because they are, like you said on the front end, still scared. 50 might be one of the only people that is not scared
of
Diddy.
They said that in the documentary. You hear from people who are like, I didn't do this because I was scared. I was scared to testify, you know, and
For example, Biggie's estate has already come out and said, no.
Here at Blue Apron. We know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
No. Diddy didn't charge us. No, he didn't do it.
They're afraid somebody's going to hurt him.
And I'm wondering.
You talk about
that. Are you sure?
You got to watch the documentary.
Because you know, NDAs involved and people signing things, their lives away, and a lot of this.
Biggie's mom, there was a clip of her on there. Dude, watch it.
Is it?
Just watch
it. I'm in it. All right, I'm in.
You got to watch it, man.
Say less, I'm in.
It's so good. 50 Cent produced a documentary about Diddy, and it is basically exposing everything he's done. And you're going to, this guy.
What else do you say?
Just watch it and we'll discuss later this week. I'm telling you, it's insane.
Okay. No, I'm going to put it on the list.
The things this guy got away with over the years.
It knocks Stranger Things out of the number one spot on Netflix.
It's better.
So
I'm telling you guys.
Say less. All
watch
right.
Watch the Diddy documentary and we'll discuss later this week because it's crazy.
I'll put right hand up. When I put Danny down for a nap today after we get
you're
home.
You're going to get sucked in if you start.
I'm gonna start.
Okay.
I'm going to try to clean the living room and watch this Diddy documentary.
You're going to watch the Diddy documentary. You're not going to clean anything.
Really?
It's so good.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.